In this bulletin, a man apprehended after allegedly stabbing a woman and attempting to attack others in central Sydney. Parliamentary inquiry into press freedom in Australia underway, and Hong Kong airport reopens a day after pro-democracy protests halted operations. With the latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales police have praised members of the public who have helped arrest a man suspected of attempting to stab multiple people in Sydney's CBD. Speaking soon after the arrest, police said one woman had been stabbed but did not suffer life-threatening injuries. They say members of the public showed great bravery in helping to apprehend the alleged offender.
The arrest of the offender happened in very close proximity to where I stand, where a number of members of the public actually physically restrained the offender. And I want to acknowledge those people, those members of the public who got involved. They were brave, and I can only use that word seriously. They were significantly brave people. To approach a person with the mindset of obviously what this person did, with clear evidence of a stabbing previously, these people are heroes, and I want to acknowledge that. They are now helping us with our inquiries, as are a number of people and a number of members of the community. As I said, the investigation is in its infancy. There's a lot to be done.
Hong Kong's airport has reopened a day after mass protests by pro-democracy activists inside the terminal brought the transport hub to a standstill. Mayhem broke out when it was announced all flights had not completed check-in procedures by Monday afternoon had been cancelled, as were arriving flights that had not yet taken off from their source airports. Most protesters had left their airport shortly after midnight, with about 50 protesters still there this morning. The airport's administrator is warning flight movements will still be affected. In other news, hearings for a federal parliamentary inquiry into press freedom are underway in Sydney. Senior executives from News Corp, the ABC and Nine have appeared at the Parliamentary Joint Committee on Intelligence and Security today. Their joint appearance comes after Australian federal police raids on the Canberra home of a News Corp journalist and the Sydney office of the ABC over separate investigations into government leaks. News Corp Executive Chairman Michael Miller is demanding changes to national security laws that inhibit journalism.
We have many laws that criminalise journalism. They are creating a secret society that most Australians would not recognise as our own. We may not be living in a police state, but we are living in a state of secrecy.
The federal government has defended its spending after an audit found there's an urgent need for more transport infrastructure. Infrastructure Australia has found the current boom in construction projects needs to become the new normal to keep up with population pressures and changing consumer demands. It says without significant investment, the financial cost of congested public transport and roads could grow to almost $40 billion a year by 2031. But Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the modelling doesn't take into account the government's new infrastructure projects.
We have a $100 billion pipeline of infrastructure projects, which is the most significant investment in infrastructure in Australia's history. Let's not forget that Labor was spending about $6 billion a year. We're now spending over $10 billion a year, and the states are also investing heavily in infrastructure. And where the report identifies priorities, we're investing in it.
Israel Folau and Rugby Australia could face a February 2020 trial if they fail to resolve a multi-million dollar unfair dismissal case brought by the former Wallabies player. A directions hearing for the case was heard at the Federal Circuit Court in Melbourne this morning. Folau wants $10 million in damages and his contract reinstated by Rugby Australia and the New South Wales Waratahs, claiming he was sacked on religious grounds following an Instagram post in April that has been criticised as homophobic. Chief Judge Will Istigan is encouraging the parties to settle their dispute through mediation on the 13th of December, but if that fails, to then proceed to trial on the 4th of February next year. One of Folau's legal representatives, George Farros, says an apology would help resolve the dispute. Let's check out the weather for tomorrow in Perth. Showers with a possible storm, 16 degrees. Sunny in Adelaide and 17 in Melbourne. Cloudy, 15 degrees. In Hobart, partly cloudy, 15 degrees there as well. In Canberra, mostly sunny, a top of 14. Sunny too in Wollongong, 18 degrees. Fine weather continues in Sydney, 20. Much the same for Newcastle, 20 degrees as well, partly cloudy in Brisbane, 23. In Cairns, partly cloudy and 26. And in Darwin, sunny, a top of 31 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos for SBS News.